Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Swooshers? This is your girl, Esther L, logging into Swoosh Radio today. It is August 30th on this beautiful Wednesday, and I'm super excited about today's show because it's really inspiring, not just for everyone else, but personally for me. As you all know, I am Haitian. Haitian, ça passe, everyone. Ooh, if you didn't know, now you know. But I hope you did if you're a true follower. So, but yeah, like I said, today is a special show because we have one of Haiti's hottest bloggers on the show today, which I'm not going to say too much because I want her to give, you know, her intro of who she is. But she is the CEO and founder of La Union Street. Wanda T. McGill is on the show. And like I said, I'm really, really super excited about today's show because just who she is and what she does. Like, she's representing the culture, like, all the way through, like, 100%. Like, I don't see, I mean, it's amazing. Like, honestly, she motivates me to do what I'm doing and to keep elevating and just getting better at what I'm doing and to incorporate the culture. Because, like I said, as I was telling her before we started the show, I'm still finding out more about myself. I'm still finding out more about my culture. So, yeah, it's a lot. But like I said, I'm super excited. Before we put her on the show or get her through, we're going to pray because, like you guys know, that we're, you know, we're faith-based. So, you know, we have to honor the Father always, always first. Because without him, this show wouldn't even exist. Okay, so you guys already know how we do it. This ain't nothing new. So we're going to go ahead and do that right now. Father God, we just we thank you so, so, so much right now, Father God. We just honor you. We glorify your name, Father God. And we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for the show. We thank you for our listeners, our fans, our supporters, our family, friends, everyone, Father God, that's whether they're swooshing or not, or whether they know it or not, Father God, we just thank you, Father, for just this moment and everything that you've been doing and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Father God. We just ask that you swoosh with us during the show, Father, and just let it be all you, Father God. Let your children be loved on. Let your guests be loved on. Let me be loved on. Let us all just be on one accord and just all just swoosh together, Father God. And let's just have a great, wonderful time. So we thank you, we honor you, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And welcome back, Swooshers. Once again, this is your girl, Esther L, logging in on Swoosh Radio on August 30th, on this Wednesday. And if you're just logging in, like I said, we have a special guest. For all my Haitian followers, all my Haitian swooshers, like I said, we have a special Haitian guest, a Haitian blogger. Like I said, hopefully you guys have been staying updated, keeping updated with us and for today's show. But on today's show, we have Haiti's hottest bloggers, CEO and founder of La Union Street. If you guys didn't know, just real quick of how I found her. I found her through IG, Instagram, on another friend's page, and I had noticed, I think it was actually a funny post. I forgot what it was, but I noticed it was something funny in Creole, and I was like, oh, snap. And this was like a few months ago, actually. I think earlier this year. But, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, you know, there's a lot of Haitian bloggers and comedians and all that's doing different stuff. But this particular person, I feel like they stand out the most for what they're doing because, like I said, she doesn't cover just one topic. She covers everything in a positive way. And I'm not bashing anyone. I'm not saying that there's other people that's not doing that. But I'm saying she covers, like, almost everything. Like, if you don't know about your culture or if you don't know about your Haitian culture or if you're not Haitian, and you want to know about the culture, you need to go and check her out. Check out her page, because you can learn so much more from her, more than you could probably ever, like, from a school, I'm sorry, guys, or even from your own family. But I just got to keep it real. That's because, I mean, honestly, that's how I've been honestly learning. And from different people, too, but I'm just saying, she just, it's just amazing. So without further ado, let me start running my mouth. Swooshers, my Haitian tutai sien wayo, if you're listening. I should have been talking Creole since the beginning. So I'm trying to bring in my culture back, you guys. But tutai sien wayo, sinot dande. You know, sometimes I forget my words too. But aujourd'hui à nous gain le Union Suite CEO and founder, Wanda T. McGill. Everyone, please welcome Wanda T. McGill. Hey, girl.
I see you trying to struggle with that Creole.
Still, it's a struggle.
Hey, thank you so much, Esther. Thank you so much for the invitation. Like I told you earlier, I really love what you're doing with your platform, and it's an honor to join you guys today. And since you're speaking Creole, let me, you know, do a little of my Creole. Bonsoir tout le monde. Merci un peu for the invitation. Some of this Creole. But thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so excited to be a part of your show today.
Thank you. You're excited, man. You just don't know how long I've just been waiting. Like, ever since you guys responded to the email, I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is really happening. Like I said, what you're doing, it's so beautiful. Like, you know, a lot of people, they don't get to see that light, like that positive side for Haiti. You know, so much has happened in Haiti, and it's like people recognize Haiti when something bad happens. You know what I mean? Or just even before anything drastic happened, they always just seen just the poverty side and just negative. And it's like, man, no, that's not all that Haiti is. And you know, we get so stuck, us, you know, Haitian kids, we get so stuck being here. Sometimes we forget, like, how good we, you know, our culture really is, like, how much hope we do have. But, you know, we just
I don't think it's that people forget or don't know. I think it's a matter of, like, everything else, especially in the world of social network, the negative is more light than the positive. So for us, it's always been from the time I started Lion Suite. Oh, let me make sure I correct that, too, so the Haitians are listening and going to say, "Kisa ki Lion Suite," like, because everybody says it differently, but it's actually Lion Suite, which is the first part of Lion Fait La Force. So that's what it is, Lion. But everybody says it different. I have people that even say El Union. So I always say, let me make sure that people know that I at least can say it right. Yeah, but when we first started, that was like a major thing for me, because it wasn't that, you know, I wanted to shy away from, yes, there's poverty in Haiti. Yes, there's, you know, issues with the government. Yes, there's, you know, political issues. I didn't want to pretend like that don't exist. I just felt like you could find that on a million other platforms or online in Haiti. I mean, Google does a very good job making sure all of the poverty, you know, pictures are at the top of their list and everything else. So for us, I wanted to be a representation of everything else that's going on. Like, my tagline for Lion Suite is country, culture, people. That's what I wanted to focus on, the country, what we are doing as people in the country, the culture that a lot of people may not know sometimes is connected to a lot of other cultures, other West Indian cultures and African cultures, and the people. Like what are we doing? What are we doing? What are Haitian Americans doing? What are diasporas doing in and outside of the country? I wanted to try to just focus on all of those things. And I'm always one of those people, like, even in school, I was taught, you know, before you ask a question, have an answer. So that was always one of my things. If I'm going to cover anything, I wanted to make sure I have a resolution. I could easily say, yes, Hurricane Matthew happened in Haiti today. Yes, that's news, of course, it's happening. However, if I'm going to post that, I wanted to be able to say Hurricane Matthew happened in Haiti. This is what happened. This is what occurred, and this is what the country is doing. This is how we're trying to help. Like, I didn't want to just put the negative information, not negative, but just put information out there without having supported it. So for reasons like, you know, people always say, well, you don't cover the politics. You don't cover enough poverty. We already know it's going on. What is the point of me continually telling you guys every day that it's happening? I would prefer to focus more on, yes, we have poverty, but Esther and this person and that person, this is what they're doing to help. This is what their organization did. This is how you can get involved. Here's all the other people in the world that are doing their part, and here's how you can join them. I prefer to give out that, you know, type of information than just sharing pictures of, you know, people hungry.
Right. See, yeah, that's amen. Like, you basically, you just put it in perfectly, because, like you said, it's not just about putting out information. Anyone can do that. Anyone can go on Google and find stuff and research and just put it up, and that's that. But, you know, you leave people hanging like that. You leave people like, okay, that's great, but like, what's next? What's the next step? Like, how are we going to help this? And that's how Swoosh tries to incorporate that, just like the acronym, like I was telling you earlier, SWOOCH, serving with other organizations to change humanity. We try to collaborate with other organizations to see how we can help serve the community, see how we can, you know, give back, and just like this Hurricane Harvey stuff, like, man, this is some serious stuff. And, you know, and I see a lot of people, you know, and it's great. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see everyone saying, you know, pray for Houston and support, and, you know, it's you know, it's great and all, but I'm like, okay, so what's next? You know, what, like, how can we...
The Pray for Houston thing, you could follow that post up, because especially people that have large platforms, I always feel like we are, whether or not we believe it or not, I feel like we are a little bit more responsible in certain situations to handle it differently than everyone else. You know, someone with like 100 followers posting Pray for Houston versus someone with 100,000 followers posting Pray for Houston. 100,000 follower person is going to reach more people. Like, I, for me, instead of just posting Pray for Houston, Houston has all this information they're trying to get out. Like, where's the shelters? How you can help? Who's doing what?
Right.
Instead of people just saying Pray for Houston, I feel like they could utilize those platforms, you know, to probably assist in the actual relief efforts in Houston. Like, for us, now we're talking about Houston. When Hurricane Matthew hit last year, we and a large group in Miami, the Haitian American Hurricane Relief Matthew. It was like a long name, Haitian American Hurricane Matthew Relief Effort. Let me make sure I get it right. Yeah, like a bunch of us came together. It was started by Sandy Dorsonville in Miami, and we started doing all this stuff to get stuff to Haiti. We had a large community of Haitians in Houston that actually packed the U-Haul full of, and they drove the 18, 19 hours from Houston to Miami to drop the stuff off to us. So the minute, like, I got back from Haiti and I was hearing about all this Harvey thing, my first thing was, I need to get in contact with them and find out, like, how can we help them? What can we do? So I was actually able to get in contact with them. They said they had been stuck in their house since Saturday. We spoke to them a few times yesterday, and my whole thing was, okay, as far as social network goes, here's how you guys can get the most effective help, since I have history in it, and we work together. They put together these videos. They send me all the information they needed, and we posted it on our platform yesterday. And so far, like, all of these videos have, like, thousands and thousands of views from us posting it yesterday.
Wow. See, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's how you do it. Because, honestly, you're talking to me. Like, well, let's just keep it swoosh and real. Matter of fact, you know, that's another term, swooshinary. Make sure you check it out. Swoosh dictionary. But no, I have to keep swooshing up, because you're speaking to me. Like, the more you talk, the more I'm like, because honestly, I've been trying to find a way. I'm like, I want it's not about just donating. There's different ways to donate. It's not about, you know, currency, like money, to help people or, you know, resources. There's different ways, like you said, if it's not, and you don't have to do it by yourself. There's more impact when you join, when you collaborate with other people, so you can, you know, find just a greater way to, you know, to help. And I've been trying, and it's confirmation to me, because I'm like, I want to do something, but I don't want to do it like everyone else, or I don't want to just put out information just to post, or it's more to it. Like, it's like, man, people don't realize like how life is, like, it's real. Like, this stuff, people's lives are real. Like, you can't just, you know, it's not a game. It's not, you know, it's not a contest about who gets the most posts. Yeah. It's not about that. Like for I'm real.
I'm a strong believer in power in numbers, and I'm a strong believer in the whole theory of something's not broken, don't fix it. Like, I'll have people come to us all the time and say, hey, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. What do you think about doing this? And I'll say, you know, like, who else is doing it? Because if somebody else is already doing something and they've already been progressing in it, it's no point in me going trying to start something. Somebody else probably has already put in the last 5 years of their lives trying to perfect. I would prefer to find somebody that's seriously passionate about that particular area and find out how I can partner with them and bring my expertise on the team and make it bigger. Right. I don't need to go start from scratch if Esther already been doing this particular thing the last 5 years. I'm like, hey, how can we work together? Let me bring my social media expertise to you, or bring my platform to you, and let's focus on the bigger goal. And a lot of times people like asking, like, how was I able to build my network so fast? And that's how I did it. I create a lot of relationships with a lot of people. I work with a lot of different people that sometimes, like, we don't even post. We do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people don't even know what we're doing. But partnerships is real. Partnerships, building relationships, networking with people, reaching out, finding out how you can help. And, you know, those things, like, it really matters in the direction that you're going or whatever platform you're trying to build, because you really can't do it by yourself, and you can get things done faster with a team of people that are focusing on their individual expertise.
Right. Mis ami, Benny Swaletanen. I just have to say that because honestly, Swooshers, I'm sorry, but the Haitian had to come out of me today, because this girl right here, like, this is what it's about. This is what coming together is about, especially for the Haitians. Oh, my God. Like, you just don't know how much this is needed for our culture, because there's too many times where, you know, Haitians, they like to put each other down, and you know, Haitians, they have a sense of humor too. You know, it's interesting with our culture. I love it. It's so easy to love, but then it can be so easy to just turn your back on. But you're like, man, like, you about yourself. Like, you're selfish. Like, you're negative. Like, it can easily turn into that, but it's like, but you have to find the positivity. You have to still have some type of light, some type of hope in there. And man, Wanda, I'm telling you, you got it. Like, man, if you flash, shoot, man. Like, honestly, I'm so, like, you just don't know. I have a list of questions that I was supposed to ask you, but it's like, it's not even, it doesn't even matter right now, because honestly, just like your heart and your spirit, like, it's just talking, like, it's doing the talking on its own. Your passion is what's doing it on its own. It's like, you're already answering the questions without me asking it, or it's like, it doesn't even matter, because you're real. Like, your passion is real, and that's what we need. In order for this world to swoosh, in order for this world to, like, unify and just be on one accord and just to make a change, it doesn't, you know, like I said, it's not about how, like, social media. Man, it's like, it's amazing, like, how people get so caught up with how many likes you get and followers. And it's like, it's not even about that. Like, outside of that, you know, how you're, like, impacting the world. Like, how are you sowing the seed? How are you, changing lives? It doesn't have to be a bunch of people. It could just be one, just that one person, that one spirit, you know, that one soul that just needs that encouragement. And if no one's feeling this, I'm feeling you, Wanda. Like,
no, I'm happy.
Honestly.
I'm happy to say, like, my support system and what Lenient Street is based on and the people that support me, I have been truly, truly, truly blessed, with my platform, because in the world of social media, of course, it's a lot of negativity. I tell people all the time, I'm like, if I could share some of the negative emails and the DMs and
right.
the things that I get from people that's just, want to tell me I'm doing things wrong and this and that, like, it would, like, people would think I'm crazy to the fact that I continue to go on. But the numbers, support I get and the support I get is so much more than the negativity
right.
that I've
right.
gotten to the point where I'm not really affected by the negativity. And I try to make sure people are aware of that, because it's like it comes from this place of, you already know this world is already a negative place. Anytime you try to do anything positive, the devil's going to sit at your door no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a matter of, outside of social media, that's real. That's everyday life. So for me to just allow what people say to me on social network to break me, when even if I were to quit social network, I would still have to deal with those same demons in my regular life, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just deal with everything according. I deal with my social media the same way I deal with my life. I make sure I stay in prayer. My support system is strong.
Right.
My family is really faith-based. My mom and my grandparents, who call me Aisyen, they're serious. Like, I always tell people, my prayer warriors are so strong that you got to come correct if you're coming towards me. Because one call to my mom and my grandma, they get on that phone and they double team a prayer. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Exactly.
So for me, the support from my followers and, you know, just people that love what I do. Like, I get random emails from people and text messages and stuff with people just saying, just so you know, I love you. I love what you're doing. Keep going. I know it's not easy. Keep going. And that's the stuff that matters. Like, you can send me 100 negative messages and I get one positive message a week. And that will give me everything that I need, you know, to keep going. Because I look at it like there was a point where I couldn't figure out, like, because this wasn't supposed to be my career. I originally went to school. My mom sent me to school to be a lawyer. I got to school to mass communication. I was like, no, I want to be a TV reporter. I did that all through college thinking that's what I was going to do. I graduated from that and ended up in marketing. So I did marketing for different companies for years and went through this whole identity crisis thing because I grew up in our family. I didn't speak Creole. So I had never been to Haiti. I didn't know anything about the Haitian culture. I was just Haitian by name. That's it. And I went through this identity crisis where I was like, okay, now I'm out of college. I'm in my 20s. How do I know where I'm going if I don't know who I am? So I started this whole search. I wanted to go to Haiti, and my parents wouldn't take me. There was all this stuff going on. It's like, Haiti's not safe. Like, it was you're not. So it was like, okay, but then let me get online and then learn about Haiti. All I could find is politics, negativity, presidential elections, and not enough of what, like, exists now, the various different forms of things you can find on Haiti. I couldn't even find, like, really nice pictures of them. And I was like, there's no way this place that I'm from is all negativity. No way.
Right.
Started just researching and just said, you know what, I'm just going to start a blog. And once I start a blog, and I'm going to use social network to find all the Wandas and Esthers in the world that's disconnected but trying to find our way back. And we're going to build our own little community, and we're going to stick by each other's side. And eventually maybe all of us will go to Haiti together for the first time since our parents
are going
to take us. And that's how it all started. So for a very long time, it was a hobby. It was something I did for myself to figure out who I am. And I brought a lot of people along the ride with me. And then it wasn't about me anymore. It was a us thing. And from us thing, mm-hmm. it just grew into a platform for everybody else that was going through the same thing I just said and you said that you were going through. And I got to the point where I was working over 100-something hours a week between Leon Suite, traveling, and working my 9-to-5. I had to make a decision, and I prayed on it, and God was like, mm-hmm. this is what I want you to do. So a lot of times when things happen, and I'm like, how is this happening so quick? And I'm like, oh, that's right. This wasn't your plan. This was God's plan. You're just the vessel. That's it. God's just using mm-hmm. you to create this thing. This is not your thing. You're just the vessel for it. So you just follow the steps, and everything's going to be all right.
Oy, Lord, Lord.
I cannot.
Wow. No, honestly, like, man, you are, man, I'm telling you, this you today, Mizami. Oh, Mbabe Zephuti Lodzai, see me. The show is over. Honestly, like, because you are hitting it dead on. Like, honestly, these questions were I didn't have to even ask you because you're flowing in the spirit. Like, you're letting, like you said, you're letting the Father use you. You're letting the Father, even orchestrate this interview as we speak. So it's like you're hitting it dead on. You're the identity crisis. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea how much I was struggling with that. I can't imagine how many other kids are still struggling mm-hmm. with that. You know, of being a Haitian, and you're proud. Like everyone, yeah. Now they want to represent, you know, Haitians, being a Haitian. But it's like, do you really know what that means? Do you really know
exactly?
You know, like where you come from, like what it's about. And I like I said, I'm gonna admit it. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to find that out. But like people like you, Ms. Ami, like you are like, you are the true like role model of what this generation needs, of what this Haitian culture generation needs. Like, man, we are gonna stay connected. Like, honestly,
absolutely.
We definitely. Please do not log off after I do this show, because mm-hmm. I know it disconnects on its own, but I really do want to talk to you like after the show for a little bit if you have the time, because we only have about 2.5 minutes left of the show. But Swooshers, oh my gosh, man, if I could give a round of applause, if I had an audience right now, I would I would be doing that for you, because you are awesome. Like, honestly, thank you so much, Wanda, for just, you know, your presence, being on the show.
No, thank you. Like I said, like, really, really appreciated being on a platform like this. Thank you to all, you know, your listeners and your supporters that also support me, because, like, I always tell people all the time, it's like, I'm like, as long as I have you guys and you guys are backing me up, this platform and what we're trying to build with it, what we all collectively trying to build with it, can eventually be something that bigger than we could have ever imagined. So I thank you guys so much for the support. I thank you for the emails. I thank you for invitations like this to share my story. And just thank you just for being able to be part of you guys' platforms as well.
And how can, before we log off, how can the future stay updated just on what you're doing and what you're going to do? How can they keep in contact?
So our email, so Lignon Suite, spelled Lunion Suite, like hotel, Suite. Google that. You can find us on every platform, Twitter, Instagram. Our website is where we share the most information. Facebook is the only one that's different. Facebook is The mm-hmm. Haitian American. So Facebook is The Haitian American. Everything else is Lignon Suite. The email is lignonsuite@gmail. And DM this. 100 different ways you can reach us once you find our platforms on any of the social networks.
All right, Swooshers, you heard it from your girl, yourself, Wanda Tima. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, you are. So Wanda Tima is Wanda Tima, and Jill is my married name.
Okay, Wanda Tima Jill. Got it. It's your girl, Wanda Tima Jill. And you wanna just end the show with the Creole greeting, or you know, just to end the show.
M'a dit tout moun yo, même j'aime ça dire anglais, merci en pile, merci pour support, merci pour tout moun qui continue support moun dans tout bagay n'a fait, et puis nous quitter tête en nous bon Dieu, pas gagner nous pas faire ensemble. Merci en pile.
Merci, 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 Wanda. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I love you guys. This is your girl SL signing out with Wanda Tino Tio and founder of Lightning Tweets. Love y'all. Tweet, tweet.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, she didn't hang me up.
Oh, okay, good, good. No, I didn't want to hang you up because it'll, like, disconnect the whole thing. But the show, yeah, it's done recording.
Okay.
Okay. Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Thank
so
you.
Awesome. You're so, so awesome. Thank you so much. Like, man, you just have no idea, like, how much you've man, inspired me and motivated me. Like, honestly, like, your passion is crazy. Like, it's real, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, man, like, you just have no idea, like, how much I needed to hear that, like, how much, you know, just, like I said, I don't do this show, like, yeah, it's about, you know, reaching out to others, but like you said, like how you said, you know, you had to pray and figure out, like, what you wanted to do. I didn't even know I was going to be doing this either. I didn't think I would be doing TV personality, radio. Like, what? Like, what does that mean? Like, honestly, because I was, like, the shyest, quietest little Haitian girl, you know, low self-esteem. And like I said, identity crisis, just a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, and you want me to be on camera and then talking to people on top of that? I'm like, no. But God was like, yeah, that's exactly what you're going to be doing, because it's not about you.
Yep.
It's about me.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I mean? And my people, you have to reach out to my people, especially the culture, me from being Haitian, because, you know, I'm in California right now. So, but, like, you know, I had lived in Palm Beach for a little bit and went to school, and I lived in Atlanta and all that. And then, you know, I moved here. But California, it's not much Haitians out here.
It's a few of you,
yeah.
Guys. My mom just texted me, wow. So I guess she was listening. she was listening. It's a few, but what I realized in California, it's separated.
Yes.
Look, my mom just texted me, hallelujah. She's so silly. No, it's separated by, like different fields. I realized, like, some the professionals are together, and then you have, like the celebrities all hang together. The Bay Area has a large Haitian population, and they all hang together. So it's just real segregated out there.
Yeah, it's separated. It really is separated.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you can't find them because ain't nobody really, like, out here, like, hey, Papa say, like, you know, trying to unite together or, like, promote, like, any, like, Haitian-type stuff. It's like, dang, where they at? Like, literally, I just met a Haitian, well, two Haitian guys, a few weeks ago, and that was from, like, going to a bar. Like, cause, you know, I was out with my friends, you know, getting a drink or whatever, and, like, we were dancing and all that, and then I don't know, like, we just ended up dancing with everyone, and then we start talking to people, found out, and the dudes, they you know, they had features that looked, you know, African type. So I'm like, let me ask them, like, where are they from? They're like, they're from Miami. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, what nationality? Because y'all look, you know, a little foreign. They're like, Yeah, and then that's when they told me they were Haitian. I'm like, what? I gave them, like, the biggest hug as if, like, they're long-lost family. So I'm like, you're lying. Like, there's no one Haitian out here, like, at least not that I know of. Like you said, they're all separated.
They are, and the crazy thing is the largest Haitian population is in the entertainment industry. The executives, the producers, the musicians, they're all Haitian. So many of them. It's ridiculous.
Wow. You said in what industry?
The entertainment industry in L.A.? Large percentage of the people in entertainment in L.A. are Haitian. Most of the people doing some of the best work behind the scenes are Haitian.
Wow.
They're just they're like us. They're, like, seriously disconnected. And, like, a large majority of them follow, like, Lean and Sweet. So they're always, like, sending me stuff and, like, telling me they're so happy that they can get information. And they keep up to date with Haiti through, like, you know, social media and stuff. They just, they're just disconnected. And they're slowly, like, trying to find their way into, like, okay, what does this culture have to offer me besides me just saying I'm Haitian?
Right. And that's why, like, I have to really thank you, like, honestly, for just you being you and you just being obedient and just doing Father's will, because, man, you just have no clue how much you're making an impact. Like, and it's not just about being Haitian, just, you know, you're young, you're popping, like, and that you're teaching other people. You're making other people want to be Haitian, even though they're not Haitian.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is.
I'm always shocked by that, but I do get a lot of that. People are like, I'll give you a perfect example. I didn't know DJ Khaled's manager is Haitian. I didn't know. And he's Haitian. I just really found out like 3 days ago because one of my friends that's in LA, that's in the entertainment industry, she called me and she was like, I was just with DJ Khaled's manager, and he said, how come Wanda doesn't show him any love on the Haitian Instagram? And I was like, I didn't know this guy was Haitian.
Right.
I don't even know who DJ Khaled's manager is.
Right.
So she sent me the information. I started following him. As soon as I went on his page and saw him, I was like, oh, yes, that's what I used to see him, definitely.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, and it's like you won't know unless people say something people putting it on blast for other people. Like, it's sad. It shouldn't be that way, but unfortunately, it is what it is.
It is. Yeah, but I just find it cute that now people like that will really be like, how come she doesn't show me any love? I'm Haitian. Oh, you want? Oh, wow. So you want us to know. That's awesome.
Right. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. It's like, why does it have to be like that? Like, it shouldn't even get to that. Like, dang. Like, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, Haitians are just now coming up, you know, because of what we've been doing. But, like, still,
You know what I tell people? I go, some people are like, oh, Haitians popping now. I'm like, no. We've always been popping. Everybody
else.
We've been popping.
So it's like
everybody else is catching up.
Right. And that's what I meant to say. I think I just meant by, like, people are just knowing, you know, how much we've been popping.
But, a lot of us, like, we know we've been popping as individuals. We just didn't know adding the element of, oh, we're Haitian too. It's like, it's an added bonus. Like, yes, I'm popping, but just adding that little Haitian side, we might be seeing too, that makes you hotter.
Extra. Exactly. Extra. Yep, for sure. You already know. Man, Wanda, you're awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You just, I really, really do thank you for just taking your time out of your crazy schedule. I can't imagine a bunch of stuff you have to do, but
I'm working as I talk to you.
Say that again.
I said, no, I've been working the whole time I've been talking to you.
Wow. That's, man, you're just, like I said, man, you're awesome. Like, do you mind, you know, I'm going by the spirit, but I'm going to just do it because I'm feeling I feel Father is really pleased with you. When I say Father, I mean God, like, because I have, like, a really close relationship with God. So, but, you know, I call him my Father. So, but honestly, I feel his presence is, like, heavy because he's really, really pleased with you. Like, he's really pleased in your heart and your work and what you're doing and your passion, man. It's just, it's like I said, it's real. It's genuine. You know, it's genuine for the culture, and that's what the culture needs in order for us to, like, grow and, like, and just move forward with hope, you know, with love.
Mm.
So, and, you know, he's using that with you, and, you know, I'm trying to, I know I'm part of that too, but I'm just glad, you know, we're connecting, because I know that's going to even be an even stronger bond, because it's not even just about being patient. It's just, you know, our spirits are, like, you know, we're the same, like, our hearts and our passions are the same. So, but anyway, I was just saying that, do you mind if I pray with you? Because I feel like that's what he wants me to do.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, because I know you have a lot of work ahead of you, and it's like, I feel like you're going to need a lot more covering, and it wasn't even about the interview, honestly, not that I'm catching stuff in the spirit, I'm getting revelations and while I'm talking to you, but I'm hearing it say, like, it wasn't even about the interview, it was about the connection, and just praying for you and just making sure that, you know, you did get the covering that you need to, like, move forth in what you're doing, because you're carrying a heavy torch. It's like you're literally carrying the country, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pray for you before we hang up.
Go ahead.
Okay, Father God, we just thank you so much right now. Man, Father, you just have no idea how grateful I am. I know we are, Father, in this moment. Father, thank you for the connection. Thank you for the opportunity, Abba Lord. Thank you for making me find her in the first place, Father, and just being led to her spirit, Father. Out of all the people in this world, in the internet world, Father God, you led me to her, Father God, because, you know, this is your child, Father God, and you know that her heart is true and it is genuine, Father, and her works, Father God, are not for herself, Father God, but it's for you and your people, Abba Lord, and we thank you for using her and letting her being obedient in that assignment, Abba Lord, and we just ask that you continue to cover her, Father God, cover her with your robe, with your blood, Father God, of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father Lord, at all times, Father God, and we bind and cast on all assignments that stood up against her, her family, her mind, her body, her spirit, her heart, Father God, we bind those all up right now. We cast it down to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we just ask that you continue to lead her and guide her in the direction that you need her to go, Father God, and let her just be led by you, Father God, and just continue to do your work willingly, Father God, and just and not get discouraged, Father God, but just be loved and be and embrace, Father God, of what you're doing, Father God, no matter what it may look like. But let her keep her mind and her heart focused on you, Father God. Let her never look to the left or to the right, but keep her set and focused on you, Father God. So we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you've been doing, all that you're going to do, and all that you're doing right now, Father God. So we love you, we honor you, we glorify your name, Father God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I felt that, you know, you needed it the most. I wasn't even expecting to do that, but I have to go by the Spirit. I have to, from Sunday, it's just sweet.
Yeah. Like my mom always say, I am not sitting down a prayer. So I... Thank you. The more, the merrier. So I am never turning down no prayer.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Let me know. Do you mind if we just, if I get down your number, is this your cell number that we're talking
through? Yeah, that's my cell phone. Yeah. Do you have it? The 557-3869?
954-557-3869?
Yes, that's my cell phone.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, I'll just lock that in because, yeah, I really, really do want to stay in contact with you. And plus, you got some connections in Cali. Like, man, I'm trying to link up with the Asians, too. Like,
I'll do, so, I know definitely. I don't know. What